Welcome. Today we're discussing interesting content about slash commands in Claude Code. Buckle up, everyone. This is going to be a wild ride.
Slash commands? I'm intrigued. So, are these like secret codes to unlock hidden AI powers?
Haha, sort of. They're commands you can run within Claude Code, kind of like shortcuts for repetitive tasks. They can be project-specific or global, meaning everyone on your team can use them. Think efficiency boost.
Got it. So less typing, more coding, I'm in. Tell me more about how these bad boys work.
Well, Anthropic already has pre-built commands. You just type a slash in Claude Code, and a list pops up. Theme configuration, hooks, IDE settings, the whole shebang. But the real magic is creating custom slash commands.
Oh, custom commands, that sounds powerful. Like having your own personal coding assistant.
Exactly. And that's what we explored today, creating a slash command for design review. You know, AI's great at generating code, but sometimes the design consistency goes out the window.
Been there. 1 minute, everything's pixel perfect. The next, it's a Frankensteinian UI monster.
Right? So I created a design review document. It's on my website, rayfernando.ai, with guidelines for the language model. The goal is to use this document in a slash command, so after coding, I can just type design review and boom, instant UI audit.
That's genius. Like a built-in code critic, but way cooler. Did it work? Spill the tea.
It did. We walk through setting up a project-specific command. You create a commands folder in your .cloud directory, put your markdown file in there, and then call it with Project Shrek. Easy peasy.
So you basically just plop a markdown file in a folder and Claude Code magically knows what to do? Impressive.
Yep, and we showed how to do it line by line. We even had a special guest, tech friend, who's deep into AI coding and showed us some augment code magic.
Augment code? Another AI coding tool? Is this like a coding tool arms race? I can barely keep up.
Tell me about it. Things are moving so fast. We compared workflows, talked about agents, remote agents, even touched on Whisper Flow and some other cool apps. It was a jam-packed session.
Sounds like it. You even built a Tinder for bug reports?
Swipe left for not today, swipe right for fix it now?
Haha, yeah. It's a fun little project using React Swikeable. Great for gamifying bug fixing, or really any kind of decision-making process.
I love that idea. Makes tackling those pesky bugs a little less dreadful.
Totally. We also dived into some nitty-gritty dev stuff, managing context in long Claude Code chats, using keywords like UltraThink and subagents for better performance.
Keywords, got it. Secret sauce for unlocking those AI superpowers. Any other pro tips you can share?
Oh, we got into the weeds with Node versions and package managers. Turns out, getting an open source project up and running can be a real adventure sometimes. But hey, that's part of the fun, right?
Definitely. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Speaking of journeys, where can people find your design review document and all this other cool stuff?
Everything's on my website, rayfernando.ai. And be sure to check out Tech Friend's work too. He's doing some amazing things with AI and game development.
Will do. This has been a whirlwind of AI coding goodness. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. And thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more coding adventures. See you then.
Bye.